WF House presents an unabridged recording of Blood Eagle, The Whale Road Chronicles, Book 6, by Tim Hodkinson. Narrated by Richard Everly. Part 1. 936 AD. Yule. Northern Norway. Chapter 1. Einar Thorfinnsson pulled on his fighting glove. He took a deep breath, trying to calm the nerves that squirmed like serpents in his guts. Soon there would be a fight. Before long, the snow would be sprayed red with blood. He prayed none of it would be his own. Around him, the other 8 members of Ulrich's crew were preparing for battle. 7 of them were Ulf Hethnar, wolf coats like Einar, and wore the pelt of a wolf around their shoulders. The other 2, the dark-skinned Sir called Surt and the Saxon Wolfhelm, wore heavy wool cloaks. All of them moved without hurrying, but with deliberate purpose. They removed their snowshoes and donned shirts made from rings of iron known as brynjas. They buckled on their sword belts and put on visored helmets. All of them were silent. Their usual jokes, jibes, and banter were gone, replaced by the serious, quiet, and purposeful activity of folk whose job was war and who were preparing to go to work. The Yarn Griper, Einar's fighting glove, was a standard leather mitten covered with iron rings, the kind that warriors wore in battle to protect their hands. This one, however, had been modified by the greatest craftsman on Middle-earth. Unlike most battle gauntlets, the bottom end of this glove, where the ring and little finger would usually go in, had been replaced by 2 thick strips of iron that came from where the back of the hand would be and curved around to form hooks that almost touched the palm. These replaced the little finger and part of Einar's palm that he had lost in a duel to the death with his father. The glove allowed Einar to grip a long weapon with all the steadfastness he had before his hand had been maimed. The snow swirled around him, driven by a gust of cold northern wind. Against all instinct, Einar followed his companion's lead, stripping off the bulky thick furs that kept him warm and alive in the harsh winter landscape. They may have brought comfort, but they would restrict his movements when it came to a fight. "Can we be sure they're following us?" Einar said.
"We're in hostile country, lad,"
Ulrich, the small, wiry leader of the wolf company, said.
"I'm not going to take any chances."
They had been lucky to spot the group of people coming behind them across the white wilderness. The snowfall had slackened off a little.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?